Hey everyone, and welcome to our pilot episode in the podcast Beauty in the Brain with Melissa and Lauren. We are so excited to share all of our tips, tricks, and ideas for keeping up with the beauty industry. Hear me out. Every week, we dive into a specific controversial beauty topic and unfold the mysteries behind why they exist.
That's right. Now, let's dive right into today's topic, shall we? Drum roll, please. Today's topic is
adult acne.
Okay, in all seriousness, this is a very real dilemma that is literally costing people thousands of dollars. And on top of that, a social stigma from society making those individuals feel less than beautiful. Did you know that about 5.6 million Canadians deal with acne?
Exactly, Lauren. And honestly, I can totally relate. I never had acne growing up, but after my first year in university, I started breaking out. I've tried all kinds of products out there, but recently I went to the doctor and got prescribed a medication called Tactopump. Others may know it as Epiduo. Let me tell you, Lauren, it's been a ride. The first week, my face felt like it was in flames and drier than the Sahara Desert.
Alrighty, well, Melissa and I had the privilege of sitting down with Kayla Douglas, a 22-year-old woman who recently graduated from the journalism program at Ryerson. Melissa found her on social media, where she is extremely vocal about her journey with acne on her Instagram stories.
Kayla is amazing, and the journey she's been on is incredible. Here's a little bit about Kayla and what she likes to do for fun.
Currently, fun means job hunting because it means that I'm going to feel less stressed soon.
Well, hopefully she finds the job she's seeking for soon. Kayla elaborated on how low her confidence was because of her acne when she was growing up.
So when I was in grade 7 or 8, so 12 or 13 years old, by that point I was already wearing a full face of foundation to school every day. It just is what made me feel pretty and able to kind of feel confident despite the fact that my skin wasn't in its best space. My mom took me to Shoppers Drug Mart and she took me to like the little skincare space, and she wanted to ask the ladies who were working if they had any suggestions for what sort of products might be helpful to my skin and maybe be better for me than whatever kind of Clean and Clear or Neutrogena that I was using at the time. And I remember sitting in the chair in my small town Shoppers Drug Mart, so anybody that I knew could have walked in at any moment. And the woman was taking my makeup off with a cotton ball, and I swear that my tears were probably helping the makeup come off. I was crying so hard and I was so embarrassed that I was about to be like in a public place and not have a layer of foundation on. It really felt like a security blanket for me during that time.
What a powerful story.
Yes, thank you, Kayla, for taking the time to talk to us. Now, we had the privilege of doing a phone interview with Natalie, a 24-year-old woman who began struggling with acne not as a young person, but as a pregnant adult.
Hello.
Hi, is this Natalie?
She shared with us the struggles she faced while being pregnant and having to deal with her new acne.
I worked at a restaurant. I worked at a Front Street restaurant, and I was the lead host. So, there's an expectation to how you carry yourself, and a lot of that expectation to do with, like, you know, having your makeup done, kind of, like, looking like you're going to go out. And, like, putting makeup on my skin was, like, something that stressed me out because I'm just, like, I'm so broken out. And, like, it was kind of a hard balance because, like, I go into work and I'd be like, I'm sorry, like, my skin is just, like, I'm tired and, like, I look tired and I'm, like, pregnant and, like my skin is just, like, not cooperating with, like, having makeup on it, and like I was afraid to put makeup on it because I didn't want to make anything worse. Like when I was younger, like I went on birth control pretty young, so I didn't experience like horrible acne at a young age, because I mean the birth control pretty much like had its effect, but I was not expecting, like, after I had come off of it, which I was probably about 2021 when I came off of it, that I was going to experience anything like that again, because I figured, oh my gosh, like, I'm 20, I'm an adult, like, I'm not going to have, like, acne problems. It's so, like, classified as, like, a teenager thing to have, you know? You don't really, like, I'd never really thought about having it as an adult, you know?
Natalie said she's still experiencing breakouts on her forehead and cheeks 2 months after giving birth, but she feels it's going to get better eventually.
Wow, what an inspiring woman. Get it, girl.
Just like Natalie, not everyone has the time or feels the need to go to the dermatologist to deal with their acne as an adult. Luckily, though, for all our listeners going through acne as adults, Lauren and I got the chance to chat with a dermatologist.
That's right. We sat down with dermatologist and cosmetic surgeon Jennifer Salzberg, based in Toronto. She gave us some details on why an adult might be dealing with acne and what the best options are. I think we can all learn a thing or two from Dr. Salzberg.
Hi, this is Bay Dermatology Center. How may I help you?
I have a lot of patients who come in and see me in their 20s, 30s, 40s and say, I never had acne as a teenager. Why is this happening to me now? And the truth of the matter is there's a whole bunch of factors at play as to why somebody develops acne. And that's a combination of hormonal factors as well as different things that are happening in the superficial layers of the skin. So you get a change in the way the skin cells are cycling and turning over, and you can get plugging of that pilosebaceous unit. And the skin cells are building up there. You get an overproduction of sebum, or the oil that some of our skin cells produce. And that combination of things can bring on some inflammation, and then you get this whole cascade of a small spot that can become larger and become more of a nodular or deeper type spot as a result of that.
Fabulous! I bet Dr. Salzberg's decision to become a dermatologist wasn't a rash decision, am I right?
Oh, Lauren. Next, I had the chance to talk to Kyra Butterworth, a 22-year-old who is struggling with acne and how it's affected her daily life.
Well, I was in pain, first of all, because I had cystic acne, those hard lumps, and it hurts like crazy. But also then just I felt when it was at its worst, because it's been getting better lately, thank God. When it was getting worse, I was just oh my God, I feel I have a beard of zits, and it does not feel great. I can't imagine it looks great either. And it made me very self-conscious. I just sometimes wouldn't want to leave my apartment. I would, because I had to, but I would not feel good about it. And and sometimes I wouldn't go out because I was just didn't want to be seen, didn't feel good in my skin, so I didn't want other people to see me like that either.
Kyra wanted to let others like myself that don't deal with acne to be compassionate to those who do. So if you're one of those lucky ones, listen to this.
Obviously, I know how it feels to have acne, and it can suck and everything, but for people who have that perfect skin with barely any effort, don't be judgmental, and don't be a dick about it, because I've heard people say, adults say stuff just wash your face, just eat better, just drink more water, and that doesn't always help.
I remember Kayla, our first interviewee, did mention a few things about the social stigma behind adult acne. She also touched on the power of social media.
It's really interesting to see the way that social media has allowed us to kind of break down some of the barriers and ideas about what is supposed to be quote unquote attractive. There are Instagram accounts where people are sharing their acne stories and they're posting photos of themselves without makeup on, and their skin is maybe really quite inflamed. And I look at those photos and I don't think that those people are unattractive. Usually I'm noticing their eyes or their awesome eyebrows or their really great hair or whatever it is.
Amazing! I love how she brought up looking past what's on people's skin and noticing other features, as well as their lovely eyes. So great. I think everyone should aspire to take that view. Hey, Lauren, I have a question.
What's up?
Do you think you're going to follow any of the advice the dermatologist gave us?
No. I think I got a pretty good routine going right now. Water and soap.
What a phenomenal first episode. Lauren and I had the best time putting this together, and we can't wait for you to tune in to the next episode.
That's absolutely right, and you won't want to miss it, because we'll be speaking on to Brazilian or not to Brazilian. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of Beauty and the Brain with Melissa and Lauren. I'm your host, Lauren Davis.
And I'm your host, Melissa Salamo. Stay beautiful.